Lowe's knows you've got a job to do, and we help get it done. With the MyLowe's Pro Rewards program, eligible members save more. With volume discounts on qualifying orders through a quote of $2,000 or more. Join for free today. Lowe's. We help you save. Offer can't be combined with any other discount, contract, and or special pricing. Exclusions, more terms, and restrictions apply. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Good evening. The show begins tonight in Philadelphia with my friend Gene Marks. We're talking about overtime and considerations for the next administration of the Biden team or the next administration of the Trump team. Overtime and freelancers. In the general sense of things, overtime and freelancers are treated very preciously in California. Yeah. Good evening. The show begins tonight, considering from Philadelphia and Gene Marks's point of view, overtime legislation and legislation about freelancers. California has progressive ideas that freelancers are in fact employees and must be granted all the perks and benefits of employees. About overtime, there are rules in California that make it extremely expensive to have employees work overtime. Both of those are under consideration, and Gene speaks to that fact. This would weigh down heavily on the small businesses in America, such as franchises already hurt by the mandates for minimum wage. I mentioned that it's complicated. However, the Sacramento legislature come to Washington would make everything much more expensive, and it would be passed on to the consumer. All right. Then we move on to SCOTUS talk with Richard Epstein, especially the case SEC versus Jarczy, having to do with the Supreme Court looking askance, 6-3, at the administrative state, where the judge, the jury, and the executioner are all in the same room. No more, says the Supreme Court. Now, you would charge somebody with a violation, he or she gets day in court. The third Article 3 of the Constitution, the courts decide arbitrarily, no, but neutrally, outside of the decision makers who are bringing the case or regulating. On to Richard Epstein's picture of Joseph Biden at 81. Richard is also 81, and he has some sharp things to say about their 81-year-olds, their 81-year-olds, their 81-year-olds. Nothing general. He talks about his friends who were vigorous until a certain age, and then things happen very quickly. It's ahead of me, so I listen very carefully to Richard. Bill Whalen from the Hoover Institution, a man who's been in California politics for more than 35 years, more than that, asks, is Newsom ready? There's no one answer. I call Italy, my friend Lorenzo Fiore. He's in the Italian Alps, moving into the Swiss Alps, looking forward to the big football match in these next hours, Italy versus Switzerland, in the round of 16, moving on to the European Championship. Lorenzo is concerned because in the first game against Croatia, Italy was slow-footed, and Switzerland, according to Lorenzo, who knows these things, says that Switzerland is swift-footed. Lorenzo is hoping that they pick up the pace, the Italians. SpaceX, the new immediate fact for SpaceX is the decisions of the Supreme Court about the administrative state may be a boon to SpaceX that's run up against its share of regulation these last months in the slow pace between tests of the Super Heavy and the Starship. Perhaps not. Administrative states weigh heavily on many industries. And then a conversation about ISS, which is now at this point scheduled to be deorbited in 2030. SpaceX has won a contract to plan for that deorbiting. Bob tells me they won't break it up, but there are modules that may be sold or moved to other space stations now underway the planning of building private space stations in low Earth orbit. A wonderful book that I recommend everyone, Liberty, Equality, Fashion, The Women Who Styled the French Revolution, by Professor Anne Higonnet at Barnard College. This is a story of three women, Thérèse Tallien, Josephine Bonaparte, real name Rose, and Juliette Récamier, the three women who became the influencers of the change of women's clothing from the French royalty to the French Revolution, the Republic. Straightforwardly, it has to do with the fact of getting rid of the hoops and stays and freeing the body with gowns that fit and that were light and made of cotton, Madras cotton. Oh, muslin cotton, not Madras cotton, muslin cotton from India. I learned a lot in the book, and I recommend it. It's a fun conversation. The professor is extremely helpful. Later on, the doomsday clock, now again at 90 seconds, according to people who watch doomsday clocks. Why? Because of the wars that can spill over into nuclear weapon conflict. Henry Sikorsky agrees that it's not good to have conflict when the adversaries are nuclear powers. Things go wrong quickly. Then a conversation about French election and the British election, and what does this mean for NATO, for the EU, for support for Ukraine? I speak to Bucharest, Antonio Colibașanu, who's back in Bucharest, saying that the weather's been unusually hot across southern Europe this summer so far. It's early yet. And then a good conversation from Jim McTagg about Lancaster County. The help wanted signs are down. He's witnessed understaffing at restaurants, which is a way to protect your margins. Also, he's witnessed that people are careful at Costco about shopping, just what they need, not more, although he said there were pillowcase-sized potato chips for the July 4th weekend that he saw in the checkout lines. And then I talked about data centers. Did you know data centers were a national security risk? Well, they are, especially if the Chinese are planning to own part of them. These are private investors in data centers that can be set up in Singapore, in Thailand, in Greenland, all around the world. And your data is secure here, but not there. So it was all new to me, speaking to two fellows of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy. There's much more to the show, including Bob Zimmerman taking us to the moon satellite Io of the Jupiter system, and the magma lakes. Thank you for listening.
Chances are you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART, or go to LifeLock.com/IHEART for 40% off. Terms apply.